The Ghana Water Company produces 2 million gallons of water in excess daily in the Accra metropolis, following the expansion of the Pong treatment plant, as well as the commissioning of the Teshi Water Desalination Project. The PRO of the company, Stanley Mate, who made this known to Radio Ghana, said the company, with the support of the World Bank, has initiated moves to extend water to newly developed communities in Accra and surrounding areas. He said the Ghana Water Company will not hesitate to sanction anybody who hoards or misuses treated water. He spoke to Yaya Kwamua.
We are exceeding the demand for water with about 2 million gallons of water on daily basis. Unfortunately, there are some areas, especially the newly developed areas along the peripheries of Accra, where they do not have water because they do not have pipelines in their communities. What we are doing is that the World Bank is supporting the Ghana Water Company Limited with some funds so that we can extend water to these areas, so that we can consume the water being produced by the new treatment plant that we have. We are also collaborating in some communities with landlords, associations, and then the citizens living within the community, so that together we can extend pipelines to their area so that they all have access to water. The Ghana Water Company Limited has a comprehensive program which is being rolled out areas like Madina, Asalibote, areas around Adenta where they do not have means, and then some other areas like Ashoman and Teshinwa and all that, so that we can have some of these pipelines extended to their places so that they people living within the communities can connect to it, and then they can have water.
How much money that the World Bank is supporting Ghana Water Company?
I think it's close to $50 million, and that is being used to support especially the newly developed areas and then the low-income areas within Accra and some other parts of the country.
What contribution do they have to make to ensure that water is taken to their houses?
That depends on a lot of factors, and I wouldn't be able to mention an exact amount because there are several factors that lead to that. Now, it depends on the community, it depends on the length or the distance to which the extensions will be made, and it depends on their support in terms of labor and all that. So there are several factors which may differ from area to area, so it's very difficult for me to mention. It may also differ from household to household, depending on these factors that I have just mentioned.
Yeah, but what will you tell people who are using water? What message do you have for them? It's like some people are not actually using their water well. Some are misusing it. Others are hoarding the water and sell it at exorbitant prices. What message does the Ghana Water Company have for these consumers?
Yeah, I want consumers to know that the water that we produce is very expensive, and as such, we expect them to conserve the water and use it wisely. I also want them to know that it is, although it's expensive, it is sold to consumers very, very cheap because some aspect is subsidized by government and all that. So we expect that the little that they are expected to pay after consumption, they will pay, so that the Ghana Water Company Limited can be able to reinvest into the system. Now, what we do is we reinvest the little revenue that we collect into the system by extending pipelines, by rehabilitating our treatment plants, changing our pumps, servicing our pumps, and operational costs, buying chemicals. So we expect that the little that they are supposed to pay, because customers will pay on time, so that the GWCL can reinvest these monies back into the system.